A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 1 through 34. Again, Jesus began to teach beside the sea. Such a very large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the sea and sat there, while the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. He began to teach them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell into good soil and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he said, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." When he was alone, those who were around him, along with the 12, asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside, everything comes in parables, in order that they may indeed look, but not perceive, and may indeed listen, but not understand, so that they may not turn again and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, they immediately receive it with joy. But they have no root and endure only for a while. Then when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are those sown among the thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, and it yields nothing. And these are the ones sown on the good soil. They hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. He said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under the bushel basket or under the bed and not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is anything secret except to come to light. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Denise Levertov's poem, "The Avowal," memorably captures the trust in unseen grace that's at the heart of Christian faith. She writes, "As swimmers dare to lie faces to the sky and water holds them. As hawks rest upon air and air sustains them, so would I learn to attain free fall and float into Creator Spirit's deep embrace, knowing no effort earns that all-sustaining grace. Jesus points to this kind of trust in divine care as unseen yet life-bearing as water and air in his parables of seed and soil. Each of the parables that we heard in some way describes divine life, what Jesus calls the kingdom of God. Here's what it looks like, he says, when God's reign comes on earth as in heaven. Like a sower casting seeds, and even if 3/4 of it fails to produce, the harvest yields 30, 60, 100-fold. Like the earth, which produces sprouting and growing grain, even in the middle of the night. Like a harvest that's been timed just right, like a tiny seed, which grows into a great shrub. Like a plant which not only grows for itself, but shelters all the birds of the air. The story of all these options that most catches my attention is the one about hidden growth that happens outside of human control. Jesus says the ways of God are like someone scattering seed on the ground, and with just that little bit of human action, the seed sprouts and grows. The earth produces of itself, Jesus says, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. It's comforting to know that there's a wisdom greater than humanity in the ways of seeds and soil, of time and water. A farmer, yes, has a role in scattering the seed, but most of the work is done by the earth, by the wisdom that's already there. Humanity lives in partnership and in reliance on a creation that is wiser than any of us could command or control. A creation that moves by its own ways. But when our Bible study group was looking at this on Tuesday morning, several people pointed out to me that this parable would go nowhere without some key actions required of the farmer, the human being in Jesus' parable. Unless the seed is first sown, none of the growth would happen. Seeds don't generally grow if they're just in a container all dried up and kept from the earth and from water. And without the harvest on the other end of the growing season, others wouldn't be able to share in the abundant field's delights. Most interestingly, someone said, the farmer has another job too, beyond the sowing and the harvest. The farmer's other job is to sleep. To sleep. Jesus says, while the farmer is sleeping, the seed grows in the middle of the night. Now, I don't know what you make of this, but I took it to mean that the farmer needs to get out of the field and trust enough to make space, not fixate on whether or not the growth is happening. That's the appropriate work of a farmer, Jesus would say, planting what seed is ours to plant, then getting out of the way and trusting God with the growth that's there beyond our control. The young British entrepreneur Stephen Bartlett wrote on Twitter this month, "You wouldn't plant a seed and then dig it up every few minutes to see if it has grown. So why do you keep questioning yourself, your hard work, your decisions? Have patience. Stop overthinking. And keep watering your seeds. The kingdom of God manifests then like that, with equal parts of patient trust in a wisdom beyond our own and vital action, those parts which rely on us to be accomplished. The kingdom of God is paradoxical like that, both action and rest. Part of a prayer named for the martyred bishop, Oscar Romero, summarizes this well. Bishop Ken Huebner writes, in part, "We cannot do everything. And there's a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something, and to do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and do the rest. Our efforts today, as individuals, as the church, as a whole nation, our efforts to care for the planet God has entrusted to our stewardship, to show mercy in the face of poverty, to advocate for peace in times of national and global strife, our efforts all matter. Even when we can't see the significance between the choice I make here today and that which is far off, when we can't trace the link between our own lives and all of creation with a direct line. These acts that we do, that we're called to engage in after the pattern of Jesus' life, are seeds of divine mystery. They grow in the world, sowing God's realm on earth as in heaven. To forgive beyond what is asked, to turn the other cheek, to love even the enemy and give beyond what we ought. These are things that Christ enables us to do, that God invites us to do after the pattern of Jesus. These ways are not immediately plain or apparent to people. Jesus says they're not even understandable for some. But they're seeds of divine life that God would plant and grow in us and with us, entrusted to the world and to communities like this. Jesus promises as much in parables of mysterious growth beyond our understanding or control, the tiny seed becoming something great and a bountiful harvest beyond all imagining. God will take care of the growth, but it's on us to do our part. Trust and action. Take the first step in faith, says the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. So we, in the weeks ahead, will take the next steps in faithful efforts for making peace, for establishing justice, for spreading compassion, for bearing the light of hope in the world. Whether it's good planting, whether or not, whether our efforts are recognized or not, paired in equal measure with rest and with trust in God, then let us be carried by the grace beyond any of us, the grace of water, the grace of air, the grace of God at work in and through it all. Thanks be to God. Amen.